Hope you got your holy book with you. If you have it tonight, turn to 1 John chapter 5. Amen. 1 John chapter number 5. Again, reading at verse number 4 tonight, the Bible says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is true. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father and the Word and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, and the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." As you look at this night, I want to preach just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought. I know a lot of folks has been here since before 5 o'clock because of the business, a little business meeting we done this evening. But I want to preach on this thought, Brother Kevin, if God will be my help, on faith in the Son. Faith in the Son. Amen. As we look at this and we begin to see this as John's are writing to us, and it's pretty self-explanatory when he begins to talk of those that are born of God Almighty through Jesus Christ our Savior and through faith that we have in him. Amen. Praise God. We see that even nature itself is led to know that there is a God. Amen. The Bible even teaches that. We can see that if you want to look at it for just a moment with us this evening. We can see that in Romans chapter number 1. In chapter number 1, the Bible says in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, he said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, the Jew first and also to the Greek." Amen. But now watch what he says, verse 17. He said, "For therein is the righteous God revealed from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith." Amen. Those that's just, those that's been justified. Amen. That means to be made just as if you'd never sinned. Now the Bible, we know, because the Bible tells us that we've all sinned, come short of glory of God. What do you mean, Pastor Jeff? What does it mean we've all sinned? It means we're all old sinners. And in being all of us old sinners, we're in need of a Savior. And that Savior is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And when Jesus Christ came, he justified us before God, just as if we had never had no sin. Praise God, because of grace and mercy that he shows to us. He goes on and says in verse number 18, he says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." In other words, they do it in an unright fashion. Hey man, most folks that we know today, they really know the truth. They just choose to not receive it and live it. Amen. I believe there's conviction there. I believe there's truth is there. We just choose to deny and reject that God has for us. He goes on in verse number 19. He says, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them." So that means every man will stand without excuse, but God has made himself known to everybody. I preached a message one time several years ago out of this text on what about you, Mr. Jungle Man? Amen. Praise God. A lot of times we say, well, those over there in the far places of Africa, stuff, they don't know the gospel. I want to say the Word of God teaches us and tells us that the gospel has been preached to the whole world. Amen. Paul and all of them, they went to these Asians, they went to these other places and they preached the gospel. They sent out missionaries. The Word of God has been all over the world. It's just that these peoples that have decided to forget God. Amen. It's a sad situation because that's where we're headed. That's what's leading in America. We've decided just to forget God and to leave God out. But God has proclaimed, he said, that God has been manifest to them, just whether we go with him or not, praise God. He showed himself unto the world. He said, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made." You know, you can't look out here in this world, which especially in the springtime when life begins to come back into everything and the leaves begin to, the buds come out and the blossoms come out and the leaves come out and say that there's not intelligent Zion, that there's not a God in heaven that set this thing in order. Amen. Get just proof of it itself that we can see it. He said, clear to see, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are what? Without excuse. Amen. He said, so we can see through God Almighty, praise God, through creation, that there is a God. Amen. Praise God. He made all things. He put it out there for us to enjoy. So we see him here. We see the Lord here talking to John in 1 John 5. And he's talking about what God Almighty has done for you and me. He's talking about the Holy Spirit of God that moved upon me. Praise God. But it brings us to be born again in God. Amen. He said, so whatever is born of God overcometh the world. The world's trying to suck us in and suck us down. But I'm glad, praise God, that those that's been born again can overcome that the world. And we do it through Jesus Christ, praise God, through that new birth. Amen. Praise his name. I'm glad we can overcome. Lord, just raise your hand today and say, praise God, I'm an overcomer. In Jesus Christ our Lord, I have overcome. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. He is the Son. Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. Praise his holy name. The Son, not a son. These new perversions, they try to say, well, the preacher, they're okay. You know, we ought to use them. They're okay. They're easier to read. Amen. It doesn't say that he is the Son of God. He says that these new perversions say he is a Son of God. Amen. I want to say, praise God, he's not a son. He's the Son of God. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He said it's the one that came by water and by the blood, amen, from the purity God offers and through the sacrifice and the suffering. Our Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it would bring to him. So when we have our faith, the faith needs to be in the Son. Amen. If our faith isn't in the Son, our faith is misplaced. Hello? If our faith is in anything besides the Lord Jesus Christ, our faith is misplaced. Amen. And as Paul would say, we're missing mark. We transgress. We're missing the mark. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our aim is off. Praise God. He said, not by water only, but by water and the blood. It is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is true. I'm glad they is true. We're living a day in a world, youngins, it's messed up as a termite in a yo-yo. Amen. They're teaching our children that there's no absolutes. Used to, when I went to school, I don't know about you, when I went to school, 2 and 2 equaled 2 plus 2 equaled 4. Now 2 plus 2 can equal anything you want to as long as you can show them how you got that. That's messed up. He says, no, it doesn't. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But common sense ain't common no more. And we've got to the place, amen, that we've disallowed God. If we can get God to think, well, there's no absolutes, and they can make you forget about God. Amen. If there's no absolute, well, then there's no absolute God. There's no creator. And if there's no creator, then there couldn't be no Savior. Hello? But I want to say, praise God, our life is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Spirit of God bears witness because of the Spirit of truth. I'm glad there's a Spirit of truth that speaks to my heart. Amen. Ain't you glad there's a Spirit of truth that speaks to your heart tonight? Amen. It's not a false truth, praise God, but it is the truth. Amen. Praise God. It makes a difference. He said, there's three that bear witness or bear record in heaven, the Father and the Word and the Holy Ghost. Who's the Father? It's Father God. Who's the Word? The Lord Jesus Christ. Who's the Holy Ghost? The Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Praise God. Those three bear record of God. And I want to say God's record's true tonight. Amen. His record is true. His record is absolute. And praise God, I thank him for that. He said, there's three that bear witness in earth. And now I want you to notice this. He says, three bears witness in heaven. Amen. And when God's witness comes down to earth, his witness don't change. Amen. God, you know, a lot of people, you see them over at the church house and they're pretty decent people, good people. Amen. But you see them down the road somewhere and they're totally different. Had a fellow one time worked with me, and he said, hey, listen, you come down to church. A fellow was talking about coming to his church that Sunday. He said, you come down to church Sunday. He said, you'll see a different me. That would have scared me to death. Amen? But he told him, I heard him tell, he said, you'll see a different person, a different me. In other words, when he got down church house, he was just acting. Amen. He was pretending to be religious. He was pretending to be a child of God. I'm going to say we're not supposed to be pretenders. We're supposed to be the real thing. Amen. But to be blatant about it and admit it is pitiful. Because he said that there's three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit and the water, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Amen. The Word of God. Amen. He said, we receive the witness of men. The witness of God is greater. Why is it today that we'll listen to people? Amen. We'll take in what they tell us and we'll believe every bit of it. They may be spinning us a Western. Amen. A Western. Amen. An untruth. Amen. Mia's got, I told her about that. She's got the, she said, but said, Papa, that sounds like a Western. She says it more redneck than I can. Amen. An untruth. But I want to say there's one that'll always tell us the truth, and it's the God Almighty through the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Man might be deceiving him. If he's a witness of man, praise God, but a witness of God is greater. He said, for this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. And so God's got a witness of his Son. Amen. If he's going to have a witness, praise God, the best to have be the Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. And who would know the Son more than the Father? Amen. And he's got a witness of him, praise God. And we see the witness of the Son. And he said, he that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He said, not only does the Father have a witness, but said, we've got a witness in us. Amen. Because we believe on the Son of God. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about having faith in the Son. Amen. It makes a difference. I'm going somewhere tonight. Praise God. Just hang on. We'll get there in a minute. I'm getting to the highlight of this thing, okay? Just be patient with me. Amen. Praise God. He said, he that believeth on the Son of God hath witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar. In other words, we're calling God a liar. He said, if Jesus Christ ain't who he said he was and done what what the Bible says he did, then God's a liar. But I want to say God's word is absolute truth. Absolutely, praise God. And God sent his only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Amen. He came to seek and to save the lost. He came to give his life for as a redemption for men. He said, this is the record that God hath given unto us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He said, that's the very source of life. That God Almighty sent us a source of eternal life. A life, praise God, that'll never end. You say, preacher, someday we may go out of this world, praise God. We may do it, but praise God, then we'll only begin to live. See, what happens then is we drop the hindrances. Amen. Those things, this flesh in which we live in that so easily beset us, praise God, will be taken out of the way so that we can enjoy the presence of God like never before. We quit thinking about everything else that's around us, that's hindering us, that's keeping our focus on something else, and we put our focus on the Son. The Son makes a difference, praise God. The Son is the source. Amen? Amen, praise God. Did you know the Son? The Son is the source, praise God, and it gives us energy. The Son gives us strong bones. The Son gives us a healthy heart. It's through the Son that we get vitamin D3. Amen. D3, vitamin D3. That's where we get it. Amen. We get it from the Son. Now, these crazy people that's out here in the world today said this COVID mess, he said it's bad. So, Brother Bill, you need to go lock yourself in your house, shut the curtains, shut the doors, and stay in your house till it's over. Amen. And then they say, well, the best thing that you can do to fight off COVID is to take D3, amen, and zinc. You get D3 from the Son. Now, why would they tell you to go hide yourself out from the Sun when the Sun is the very element that God gives us that'll keep us from getting this mess? Amen? Because we need it. Because it gives us strong bones. And praise God, if you ever study, I got to thinking about this. And so I got to studying it yesterday a little bit. D3 is absorbed. We get you can get it through a capsule. They make a D3 supplement, right? Vitamin D3, you can buy it in a capsule, in a supplement, and take that. Amen. And you can all, but you also get it from the sun. And the sun, it gives you strong bones, it gives you strong muscles. It actually is absorbed, and it goes through your liver. Amen. And in the, and after it's absorbed and goes into the liver, that's where the work begins. And that's what your liver, praise God, uses it to make the liver function. Your liver, praise God, is something that takes out all the material. The liver is it's a filter in our bodies. And if you weren't here when I preached a message on the liver has a cartilage in it that's shaped like a cross. Amen. One side of the liver is bigger, and all the everything goes into the big side where it's filtered out, and it filters it through that cartilage to the other side. Amen. In other words, it's got to go through the cross to get to the other side so it can go down and begin to work in your kidneys. Amen. And without your liver and your kidneys, amen, you don't function long. If either one of those quit working, amen, you're in trouble. But praise God, I'm glad that God's fixed it up, praise God, so that we can see the power of God working and functioning through us. So that the liver carries that D3, praise God, through the liver into the kidneys, praise God, and gives us the power that we need. Amen. So we can see how the Lord works in this, how He gives us that power, and the life of God is in the Son. So we have to have our faith in the Son. You say, preacher, we do. We don't really. Amen. Look at me a minute. We don't really have our faith in the Son like we should. You say, preacher, I've got all the faith in the world. Yeah, you sound like Peter. Peter did too, praise God, to come push to shove, and then he denied him three times. Hello? Amen. But if we've got our faith in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, then we'll have absolute faith in Him. I have an example. Can everybody see this? Let me show it to these folks out here. I have a little plant. Okay? You can see it. This plant has faith in the Son. Amen? This plant has absolute faith in the Son. Berlin, of a morning, this plant don't think, what am I going to look to today? Where am I going to get the energy that I need to survive? You put this plant in a dark place, in a couple days it'll wilt up and die. But this plant, without telling it, without me getting, say, listen, little plant, in order for you to live, amen, you're going to have to go toward the sun. Amen? I don't have to tell it that. This thing was almost straight up this morning. Amen? But I had it in the car after church this morning. I brought it in and we put it in this window here. And if you'll notice right now, which way is it pointing? Amen? It's leaning hard toward the sun. Amen? Now, if I take this plant and I turn it around and I put it back in the window, you know what it's going to do? Amen. It won't take it very long at all. It'll be leaning the other way. Amen. The life, praise God, the life is in the Lord Jesus Christ. This little plant has faith in the Lord. It's a little plant has faith in the Son. Amen. And that Son gives it life. It's through the Son that He gets His energy. It's through the Son, praise God, that He gets His power. Amen. The sun is drawing. It's a drawing power on this plant. I want to say the sun ought to have a drawing power on you and me. Amen. It ought to have a power that's pulling us toward it all the time. We ought to become just like this little plant where we don't have to get up in the morning and think about whether we're going to go with Jesus today or not. We ought to get up in the morning, praise God, and start looking for the sun early. Amen. Start heading towards Him, praise God, first thing. Without even thinking. You shouldn't have to have nobody tell. Say, preacher, you better probably, I don't want to go with God today. Nobody has to call me up and tell me. Nobody should have to call me up and say, preacher, I think I was just praying to the Lord and He said you need to go with Him today. Amen. I won't be like this little plant, praise God. I won't get up every day and just say, praise God, I'm looking for the sun. Wherever, praise God, He comes, that's where I'm going. Amen. Pointed toward God. Because that's a drawing power that it has. It should have on us. Not only is it a drawing power, but it's a growing power. Amen. That sun, without the sun, you can put that thing in a dark place and it just kind of shrivels up. It don't grow. We have to have the sun to grow. Amen. If we want to sit in the dark, a lot of people say, well, preacher, I can, you know, I can do just as good at home as I can down at the church house. No, you can't. It's a proven fact that you'll not study and read and pray like you should down at your house. That's why the Bible said not to fail to assemble yourself together as you should. Even so, tomorrow as we see the day approaching. Because we need help from the Lord in order to grow spiritually. The reason we're falling away today, praise God, is there's no spiritual growth. Amen. Because we're not leaning upon the sun. We're not putting our faith in the sun like this little plant. Amen. So we won't have there's no drawing power. There's no growing power. Amen. There's no producing power. See, in order for this thing to produce, it has to be drawn to the sun. Amen. And this is a daily thing. Amen. Now, this thing's leaning like this, and I can put it back in the planter with the other plants this evening. And what I do, I turn them around. Amen. So that tomorrow they'll all be going the other direction. Because they've got faith in the sun. And that gives them the power, not only the drawing power and the growing power, but the producing power. Because the sun gives them that energy that they need. And one day in a little while, praise God, these plants will begin to produce fruit. They'll be fruitful. And so when we put our faith in the sun, praise God, we'll begin to to grow, we'll begin to have power, and we'll begin to produce fruit. Amen. They'll begin to produce little squashes. Okay? Amen. They will begin to produce little squashes after their kind. Amen. After the seeds that we planted in those little containers, praise God. But it's a daily seeking, praise God, that makes them do that. And now I've got a great big oak on top of my hill. Beautiful oak. But that beautiful oak has a big old curve in it about like that. Because one that it's up there and we used to call it the pine patch. Would you let me tell this story? We used to call it the pine patch because they were great big humongous pine trees in it where the stumps are now. Okay? So there's great big pine trees up there. Well, we had people come in, they harvested the pine trees and they took them out. But that little pine tree was at the edge of those, that little oak tree was at the edge of those pine trees. It was leaning, praise God, across the fence trying to reach up where it could get away from it, where it could get to the sun. And it growed that way. And I don't know about you, praise God, I just like to grow, praise be to God, leaning toward the sun. Amen. Praise God, if we'd grow leaning toward, you say, preacher, we'd be all crooked. And I want to say, praise God, if you grow leaning toward the sun, you'll be straighter than you ever were. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You'd be straight. Amen. But that big old oak tree, it's up there, and even the limbs of it, the biggest limbs is on the side, praise God, leaning toward the sun. Where the sun comes up every morning, it follows it all the day long. It's a daily thing. Amen. That's what we need, praise God. We need a daily walk with the Lord. We need faith in Lord Jesus Christ every day. And now these little old plants, it comes wintertime, they don't produce. And now the darkness comes in, it overshadows it. And the cold comes in, it freezes them out. Wintertime, you see, always seems like a sad time, don't it? A dark time, a dismal time, a cold time. Amen. But I want to say, even in that, the sun still shines. Praise God. It's winter time is hard on your body. It's hard on your mind. People say that they deal more with depression in the winter time than any other time. The days are shorter. It seems like the nights are longer and colder and darker than they ever were. But praise God, I'm glad that one day in a little while, even for these little old plants and the plants, amen, the sun begins to shine again. The sun begins to rise. The sun begins to stay higher, longer, praise God. And God begins to get the glory and he begins to produce again. Sunlight comes back. Amen. I want to say if you'll just stay with the Lord, praise God, He'll begin to produce again in your life. They may be dark and dismal place. I said that to say this. They may be darkness in the life, darkness in your time. But praise God, if we'll just stay with the sun, have faith in the sun, praise God, it will shine again upon you. God will touch your heart again. He'll revive your life again. He'll stir in your soul again, praise God, like He never has before. We put our faith and trust in Him. Amen. And He gives us that strength. The Son gives you the strength that you need to overcome. He said, they that overcome the world, overcome it through the Lord Jesus Christ, through the Son of God. So when we have faith in the Son, praise God, it makes all the difference. Amen. Praise, ain't you glad for the Son? Amen. The Son gives you hope. Amen. Without the sun, you'd just be in darkness all the time. Can you imagine? Could you imagine what it'd be like? And you know, they say up in Alaska, northern Alaska, and up into the polar regions, that there's times that it's dark for the days, that there's no light, and places where there's only light for just a few minutes a day, and the rest of the time is darkness. You know what? Nothing grows there. I think it would be hard to be a spiritual person there. Amen. Praise God. Because it's hard to get used to dark. We need light. That's why I don't think it's ever intended man to work nights. The physicians teach us that when the sun hits us in our eyes and hits us on the back of our neck, it revives us and it awakens us. Amen. So we need to keep our focus on the sun. That's just like this little plan. It's got its focus on the sun. It's got its focus on the light, praise God, where it gets its energy, its strength, its power. And one day, praise God, it'll produce. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see the strength, praise God, the newness of life that it offers. We see the warmth that it gives us. Amen. When it's cold and dismal, praise God, I'm thank God that there's some warmth from the sun. When there's nobody else to snuggle up to you, I'm glad you can snuggle up to the sun. Amen. Praise God. He'll never push you away. He'll never turn you away. Praise God. Hey, listen, we ought to be the same way. Let me just say this. Praise God. Somebody wants to love you. Somebody wants to get close to you. You ought to let them. Amen. Don't ever push away people that want to love you. Amen. Praise God. Now, I'm talking about in a reasonable manner. I'm not talking about foolishness. I'm talking about people that want to love you, praise God. When you got family that wants to love you. Amen. We ought to let them. These little old young'uns, praise God. Hey, if they won't love you, you better let them. One day they'll get old and they'll think, well, preacher, I'm too big for that. Amen. Too big to hug you and give you a kiss and tell you I love you. Amen. Listen, you should never be too big for that. Amen. My little old young'uns now, they are 30, 31, 32, 33, however old Samantha is. Amen. I still hug them and tell them I love them. They still hug me and they tell me they love me. Praise God. There's nothing wrong with that. And praise God. When we have faith in the Son, praise God, there's a warmth that'll help us to do that. When we just have faith in the Son. So he that hath the Son hath life. This little old plant, praise God, it's got the sun as long as it points to the sun. And it don't know no better. It don't know that it's not supposed to. It knows that the only way that it'll be sustained in this world is just keep going toward the sun. The only way, Brother Junior, it will be sustained in this world, just keep going toward the sun. Migrating every day, praise God, and making it a daily occurrence that we'll just seek to go with the sun, go toward the sun, praise God. Because he said, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Amen? Praise God, I don't know about you, but I'm looking for life. I want to live a life that's pure. I want to live a life in abundance. The life of the flesh, praise God, is in the sun. Of course, the Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. Amen. And it's the blood of the Son, praise God, it gives us life. Amen. Without the shedding of blood, there is no repentance. And because of that, we can look to the Son. We can have faith in the Son, realizing, praise God, at one day in a little while, we've got life. And the life is in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we put our faith in the Son. We put our faith in Christ, praise God, and He gives us life. So we just do like this little plant. Amen. We just we don't have to think about it. We don't have to meditate on it. Praise God. We just commit ourselves to the Lord. Just keep going. Just keep going towards Him every day from the beginning to the end. And one day in a little while, He'll just call us up out of here. He'll say, come away, my beloved, my fair one. And praise God, we'll ease out of here and we'll go over yonder. go to that place prepared for those that are prepared for that place. You say, preacher, how do we make it there? Through faith in the Son, the precious Son of God, the precious Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. That goes to make us a place, praise God. And John says here, he said, there's a way that seems right, praise God, and there's a way that is right. And he said, there's a way that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He goes on and says in verse 13, and I'm done, he said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. He said, just have faith in the Son. Put your faith, your trust in the Son, Lord Jesus Christ. Just keep a going towards Him, even when it don't seem like it makes sense. Because I said, all sense is in the Lord. Amen. It's the only common sense we have is just to stay with God. Because He's made us a promise, just like this little plan. If we'll just keep looking to the Lord. Amen. Keep searching Him, seeking Him every day. Praise God, one day He'll just snatch us out of here and take us home. And boy, what a day that'll be. All the heartache and anguish will be behind us and we'll be in the presence of the Lord. But under then, the Bible teaches that we just need to keep... We need Him because we need our vitamin C. Amen. And our vitamin D comes from the Lord. Gives us strong bones and a strong heart to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Just to stay in the Son. Praise God. It makes the difference. Amen. It gives us an attitude of rejoicing. An attitude of compassion, an attitude of love, praise God. It comes through knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin. Having faith in the Son. I ask you tonight, have you got faith like this little plant? You got as much faith? You said, preacher, I believe I do. Well, I don't know. I don't know about you, but I don't. I wish I did. Where every day, every minute of every day, I could just say, Lord, I'm just going to go toward the Lord. I'm just going to look to the Lord. I'm just going to turn towards you. Stay with Jesus. You say, preacher, how come you don't? Because I live in this old flesh like you do. Amen. But praise God, I want to be just like this little plant. I want to have every bit of my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to look to Him every day to receive from Him everything that I need. He's got it all. There's no other place you can find everything you need to grow spiritually, to produce, to have the power that we need outside of Jesus Christ as your Savior. Amen. Just like that mighty oak tree, praise God, that's a leaning toward the Son. We are to lean toward the Son every day, expecting till He comes.